How Long Gone is here. Tuesday, May 7th, reporting live from Glendale. I'm still hot, horny, and hard from the Met Gala. Chris, how are you?
I would be if anybody looked good, but I am. It's a beautiful day in New York City. It's like 78 degrees. It's sunny. The people are out. Everybody's wearing shorts. It's God's plan. I'm inside recording a podcast because that's how committed I am to you and our audience.
That is so selfless of you. So you're going to be in here potting all day long. You won't get to go outside, or after we're done in 1 hour, are you going to go walk around and get a smart coffee? What's going on?
I already have.
Are you going to be stuck inside all day, click clacking away?
I'm going to be click clacking. Oh, but it's okay. I'm meeting.
Damn.
Scott Sternberg is in town, going to have dinner with him, and then I got to go to San Francisco at 7 a.m. So it's all happening. It's all happening over here, Jason.
Where are you going to dinner at tonight?
Odeon.
Oof. I still have never been to Odeon. Isn't that cuckoo crazy?
When anybody's in from out of town, even if it's L.A., there's like three places you can take them. And Odeon is one of them, in my opinion.
Great. Well, I live in LA, and I've been to New York.
We can
call
go.
It 117 times.
Well,
not one of my forever homies has taken me SMH.
That's because you have all these little mom and pop, you know, fried chicken in somebody's house in Bed-Stuy, or like, you know, pancakes in Ridgewood, or Frenchette, or whatever that you want to go to.
So stop naming Bleacher songs.
I think that people also, if they're not on your level food wise, that they don't feel comfortable recommending, which I don't feel that way because I don't care, because obviously we have a different relationship. But I think there are a lot of people who wouldn't want to, because Odeon is a great restaurant, like arguably one of the best restaurants in New York, but it is like a burgers and french fries and martini restaurant, which, you know, obviously LA is, that's all LA is capable of. So I get it. I get why you haven't been there.
Did you just say that's all LA is capable of doing?
Well, places I want to go, because I don't want to drive 45 minutes to wait in line for Chinese food, but otherwise I don't really know what other options we have.
I'm gonna take the high road like KDOT on this one, and I'm gonna let you live one more day before I don't want to ether you on our shared platform.
I'm gonna start calling you J Dot. That's what I'm gonna start calling you. J new nickname is J Dot.
Yeah.
But the difference is, the problem is, all of my disses won't work because you're so tall, you know. And that's what Drake had going for him, was all the short stuff. I think that's fun, low hanging fruit.
Well, low hanging fruit, that's easy. That is light work. W E R Q. Challenge accepted. If you want to make fun of a person for being a tall, you know, like I just watched a little bit of the Tom Brady roast. You know, you've got a whatever 6 foot something billionaire, you know, sexy athlete that everyone wants to fuck. They still found many, many, many ways to insult him. It's just a little more difficult.
The thing about Tom Brady that's interesting is I don't think anyone wants to fuck him, and that's part of the problem. I think he comes off like a statue. He's so void of personality, and I'm sure on this roast he comes off better because he had 10 professionals writing jokes for him. But it doesn't seem. I saw some clips, and he's still a little too stiff for me.
Yeah, but you know, I think that people out there will still at the very least one night him. You know, I think he's just, you know, good looking enough. It's not like,
for sure he's very good.
You know,
looking.
We don't always need. Beaming personality and conversational skills,
well,
dinner party fun facts to throw a leg over it.
When you're rich and famous, of course not. But do you think the only thing that really matters is, do you think him and Kim Kardashian have had sex or not? I do.
You do? It's like a real arm wrestling match between who is the least personalitized, the most void of pee.
Well, I think she's moving into her white phase. Like the rest of her, you know what I mean? Like Kylie.
Are you talking about with her, like with her outerwear, or what do you mean?
No, with her sexual partners. Like, I think she's going
with her penis.
I think she's going from kind of Kanye OBJ into her white phase, and I think that Tom Brady fits into that because he's obviously like, who can Kim Kardashian date? Like there's 10 guys that are on her level power wise, and she's still got a bigger dick than all of them. So it's good. I think those jokes they traded at the roast kind of felt like felt like they knew each other intimately. Mm-hmm. Let's say that.
Not just at their local Starbucks in the morning.
No.
Cybertruck parking only. Well, yes. It kind of... I felt like... I did not watch the whole thing because it was like over 3 hours long. It was fucking...
Was it really?
You know, I don't need to see what other football players have to say joke-wise. But, you know, I'd rather see professional people do it. But when Kim went up there... She was getting booed.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the jokes were pretty cutting against her. Do you think we're experiencing a Kim K downfall finally?
I don't know.
Are we bullish? No. Bullish or bearish?
Not after I saw her waistline last night. There's nothing that could stop me. But I think that
that was fabricated. A lot of people were saying, "How does she walk? How is she wearing this?" And you're more so saying, where did she tuck that dick of hers?
She tucked.
It's just physics.
She tucked and taped, and then she also removed some bones, probably Marilyn Manson style, to kind of get to kind of squeeze into that cage of her own design, the design of Maison Margiela. But I think that that environment, people really hate her. I think that society as a whole. Well, honestly, I don't think the Kardashians can ever fall.
The type of person that would pay good money to go to the Chuck's Notes roast of a retired football player, not a huge fan of
exactly.
the Kardashian universe.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good
exactly.
point.
Well, they're not. They're just upset that OJ never claimed Khloe before he died. You know, and that kind of the football community doesn't let things go easily.
Looking back, that's one of my biggest regrets for the juice as well. Yeah, he had one job, Juice Man. You had one job.
We let you skate on double murder, and you couldn't even admit that you fathered a child out of wedlock.
We let you put that glove on and act like you couldn't get over. I say, as it pertains to Khloé, if the shoulders fit, you must have quit. You know what I mean? If she's built like a D-line, you know.
No, she'll run you over. Don't even try to. You think you're going to get to the end zone lining up against that? You're crazy.
No, I know.
You're absolutely
crazy. My one of my goals in life is to do that, you know, when two people do yoga on the beach.
Yes,
and
yes,
then like
yes.
one person props you. I want Khloé to be propping my body up on her arms and feet where I'm kind of doing the flying thing.
That'd be very
cool.
She's
easily sort of pushing me up and down three sets of 12.
I like that a lot. I think that's something we could, that's something we could make happen. I'll make sure the cameras are rolling though. We can't give that away.
Hunter, on set number two, Hunter's going to have to come up and put a plate on my back because it's just not enough weight. You know?
Hey, bring over 45, bring over 45. This isn't enough.
Oh, that's the really 45 funny. Is hurting.
No, we'll get the rubber ones. We'll get the big bumpers. We'll be good. We'll be good to go.
Okay, so you I mean, we're gonna talk. We are our guest today is a fashionista person, so we can save most of our Met Gala talk for when they show up.
Yeah, we have to save it. I mean, I did watch. I do have some questions for her because I didn't. The red carpet lasted until 9 p.m. and the after party invites I got started at 11 p.m. So I'm trying to understand what happened in, like, did anything, I just feel like the show should start at 8, not 10, but maybe there's something I don't understand.
Yeah, I think I don't know if you're famous enough to know what happens between those mystery hours, right?
Well, that's what I like about the mystery hours is that no one talks. It's probably because it's boring, but no one talks about it. It's not even part of the conversation.
Yeah,
like actually happens inside.
It's just like whenever there's any other award show and you're like watching the Oscars or the Grammys or whatever, and then like the person, like the two people I'm the co-chair council person of the Academy Federation Board of Trust, and you're just like,
yeah,
get this
fucking
old ass bitch out of here. But it's probably the same shit.
That's all this is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't have it because there's no awards. It's got to be just that. It's just got to be Anna Wintour and Loewe shaking hands with people in front of celebrities, I guess. I can't imagine, but I
personally don't need more.
I don't really either. If I'm being completely honest with you, Jason, I don't need much. That's how I feel. But I'm a little. And this is something I've been thinking about a lot, but all this Netflix live stuff is so annoying to me because I think it's much like, no offense to Substack and the Substack community, but just as Substack has re-engineered the blog, Netflix is just basically doing cable television from the 90s, but making it packaging it as something else, and then you can still watch it later. So you don't have to see it live. It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, so I mean, I guess what they're saying is, you know, there originally was cable television. You can watch stuff, but you have to watch it when it's on. You have to sit through the commercials, and then Netflix was birthed as a reaction to that, or a disruption of that. There's got to be a better way. I guess TiVo came around first. You could record your shows, rewatch them whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Fast. Remember when you realized you could fast forward through commercials for the first time?
That was big.
A lot of our young bulls listening right now don't know the struggle, but that was so crazy. That was like when you're like, damn, porn is free. What the fuck? But I think now I kind of like the live element of it, as long as it lines up with my schedule. I'm not going to, you know, like back in the day when it's like, you know, Seinfeld's on,
rush home,
the entire world stop. Yeah, like I'm not going to do that to see you know, John Mulaney do whatever, even though it's relevant to my interest. But it's kind of exciting to watch something live for, you know, warts and all. They might fuck up. A weird thing might happen.
I think in theory,
and if you do miss it, then you can come back to it.
But that's the thing.
And it's also all of this is included for less than $20, whereas cable TV is like $100 a month right now.
Yeah, but let's be honest. We're all spending more than $100 a month on streaming. No question. No question.
Not me.
Oh, I definitely am. I definitely am.
I'm still in.
I don't like to ask people for passwords because it just feels...
Well, it's beneath you. It's beneath you.
It's not. I think it's fair. But because I have YouTube TV to watch tennis and award shows, that is $75 a month, which is... That's the most like cable.
Yeah.
Like the way it functions is actually like cable. So I like that. I could probably go without Netflix, HBO Max, Hulu, Paramount Plus, but you know, at some point, you know how it goes. Your wife fucking downloads some shit, you know. You don't have any say in this.
You got to watch What Happens Live or something crazy like that. I know what you mean. If I wasn't using Decatur Dan's YouTube Live, then I would definitely be well over the $100 mark. You're right.
That's what is so interesting to me. And it's the same thing with Substack. If I subscribe to 10 Substacks for $5 or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, it's like at a certain point, it's becoming like, is this might be more expensive than the original way? Gawker was fucking free.
Well, this goes back to my argument, which I've said maybe four times, which is the only problem is ads are bad now. If ads were good, we would be okay with just watching commercials and advertising. But ads are so awful now that we have to pay.
No.
What if ads were good? Just make ads good.
I disagree with you. I don't give a fuck about ads. I don't care if they're good or bad. They're part of life. And
no, I mean, I don't care about them. I don't want to see them. But if they are good, then I'm okay with them. I could tolerate them. I'm willing to
endure them. But this is what I'm trying to say. A good advertisement is an oxymoron. It doesn't exist. It's like it's so inconsequential to my life that I couldn't care less.
Someone has not watched Mad Men before.
You're right, and I'm very proud of that. Our guest is here, Lauren Sherman, an old friend of the show who's actually never been on How Long Gone. It was one of those instances where Jason and I both thought she had been, and then we realized she hadn't. So
the Sherman effect, we'll call it.
You probably subscribe to her newsletter at Puck. It's called Line Sheet. It's the only thing you need to read if you care about fashion. She also has a new podcast, and she's joining us today. We're going to talk about the Met Gala with a fucking expert, so I can shit on Sydney Sweeney's wig with someone who knows more than me.
T. Hello, Jason here. You are listening to this instead of our interview with Lauren Sherman because of a technical issue with our Zoom recording that I won't get into. Bad news is we did not get a recording of the file. Medium to good news is we have a AI transcription of our conversation. So at the very least, we will release that because we had a fun conversation discussing our lives through the lens of the Met Gala 2024. So we will post on our Instagram, Twitter, social media, etc., our website, the transcription of our interview and conversation today. So go check that out. And we apologize for that, but it might be kind of fun and interesting to read our convo. Who knows? Thank you again for listening, as well as now reading. And we will see you guys in a couple days.